Hey there, Renegades, this is Tampa Earl, and welcome to the Renegades Radio Podcast. For those of you who have been here before, welcome back. And for those who might be dipping their toes in for the first time, welcome to an hour of some of the best rock, pop, country, rap, and sometimes even classical music you can find on the internet. It's just a small sample of what goes on at RenegadesRadio.com every day, so strap yourselves in and get ready for a musical journey, hopefully one that you will enjoy. In the world of music, individuality is one of the tenets of the game. Being yourself, creating your own sound, and presenting your music to the people, these are all very self-centered ideas. But some of the greatest music in history has come from the results of a collaboration. These collaborations, a combination of two solo singers, a singer and a band, two bands, or even a singer, a band, and a DJ and or producer, have had a sizable impact on the world of music over the past 75 years. Over the next hour, the Renegades Radio Podcast will look at some of these collaborations and give you the backstory on how they came about. Let's get it started by looking at a tune that brought two giants of the rock world together, the Rolling Stones' Mick Jagger and the late David Bowie. In 1985, the duo wanted to perform Dancing in the Street as a one-off during the broadcast of Live Aid, with Bowie in London at Wembley Stadium and Jagger in Philadelphia at John F. Kennedy Stadium. Technicians informed them, however, that this would not be possible because of the delay in signal transmissions over satellites. It wouldn't allow them to sync up properly unless they were lip-syncing, which neither artist wanted to do. Undaunted, the two went into the studios in June 1985 to record the song, and in 13 hours had the finished track ready to go. It turned out to be one of the classics of all time. The video, which was shown in both London and Philadelphia during the Live Aid shows, became a staple on MTV, and readers of Rolling Stone voted it the 8th best collaboration of all time in 2011. Let's get it rockin' with David Bowie and Mick Jagger. Here's Dancing in the Street on the Renegades Radio Podcast.
Okay, Tokyo,
South America,
Australia,
France,
Germany,
UK,
Africa.
Calling out around the world, are you ready for a brand new beat? Summer's here and the time is right.
We're dancing in the street,
dancing into
Rita. My Spanish Harlem Mona Lisa.
turned away from it all like a blind man. Sat on the fence, but it don't work.
Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
We started that set with Bowie, and we're gonna end it with Bowie. That's Under Pressure from Queen and David Bowie on the Renegades Radio Podcast. In 1981, Freddie Mercury, Brian May, and company invited Bowie to Switzerland to put backing vocals on a new song, but they weren't happy about the work they did on that tune. What they did put together was, well, just kind of noodling around, was Under Pressure, a song that became a worldwide hit. The odd thing about the tune? It was never performed live. Despite the fact that they both played Live Aid in London, Bowie and Queen never performed the song live together. Country music is a genre that has an extensive history regarding collaborations. In the 50s and 60s, it wasn't uncommon for duets to be popular on the radio, with such collaborations as Johnny and June Carter Cash, Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton, and Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn ruling the airwaves. That history of collaboration in country music remains alive today, with collaborators for country artists now encompassing pop stars and even producers slash DJs. One of the best collaborations in the history of country music was between Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings. The twosome had collaborated back in 1976 on the album Wanted the Outlaws with Jennings' wife Jessie Coulter and Tom Paul Glaser, so it seemed natural to come back in 1978 and do it again. That record, simply titled Waylon and Willie, provided one of the anthems for country music. Here's Mama's Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys on the Renegades Radio Podcast.
Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars or drive them old trucks. Let them doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys, 'cause they never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings.
little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't know how to take him.
He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Like I've done so many times.
I was so sure this would be the night. You closed the door and wanted to stay with me, and it'd be so easy to tell you I'd stay. Like I've done so many times.
Don't fall in love with a dreamer, 'cause he'll always take you in just when you think you've really changed him. He'll leave you alone.
You just gotta leave before you change your mind.
And if you knew what I was thinking, girl, I'd turn around if you'd just ask me one more time.
Don't fall in love with a dream.
Again.
Don't
I really hate to let this moment go. Touching your skin and your hair falling slow. When a goodbye kiss feels like this, don't you want to stay here a little while? Don't you want to hold each other tight? Don't you want to fall asleep with me tonight? Don't you want to stay here a little while? We can make forever feel this way.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, But my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie, 'cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you made up, boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
So come on, ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. So come on, ride with me, ride with me. But if it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Sing it, baby.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Let's go.
So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be,
yeah.
If it's meant to be, meant to be,
it'll be,
it'll be.
Baby, if it's meant to be.
Wrapping up a look at country collaborations on the Renegades Radio podcast, that was Florida Georgia Line with Bebe Rexha and Meant to Be. Rexha has freely admitted that she is a huge fan of country music and was excited by her collaboration with one of the top country groups today. But you must admit that their song was a long way from what Willie, Waylon, Dolly, Loretta, Porter, and Conway started 50 years ago. Another genre of music that has a long history of collaborations is rap. From the early days in New York City to today, rappers have partnered up to demonstrate their skills and, in the process, created some musical magic. Look back to the early days with the Sugar Hill Gang, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, and to today with Nicki Minaj, Drake, and Kanye West. We're going to try to do the rap collaborations right here by kicking off the next segment with the late, lamented, Notorious B.I.G. It is arguable that the man, also known as Biggie Smalls, was on his way to superstardom when he got caught up in the East Coast-West Coast rap war of the late 90s. It is also possible he became bigger than ever because of his murder. He only had 2 number one songs in his career, and both of them came posthumously, Hypnotize and this one. Here's Mo Money, Mo Problems with the Notorious B.I.G., Puff Daddy, Mace, and Kelly Price on the Renegades Radio podcast.
Tell me who rock, who sell out in the stores. You tell me who flop, who cop the blue drop. Who jewels got box, who mostly dope you down through the blue drop. The same old pimp, Mace, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop till I see my name on a blimp. Guarantee a million shells for the level up. You don't believe in Harlem World, nigga, double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Niggas didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem nigga with the Goldie sound. Can't no PD, niggas hold me down. Cooler, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like Hootie. True pimp, nigga, spend no dough on the booty. And we yell, there go Mace, there go your cutie. See me die, then see me fly. I call all the shots, rip all the spots, rock all the rocks, cop all the drops. I know you're thinking now when all the ball is stopped. Nigga never home, gotta call me on the yacht. 10 years from now, we'll still be on top. Yo, I thought I told you that we won't stop. Now what you gonna do with a school that
I got money much longer than yours. And a team much stronger than yours. Valet me, this a BOJ. We don't play, mess around, be DOA. Be on your way, cause it ain't enough time here. Ain't enough lime here for you to shine here. Deal with many women, but treat down fair. And I'm bigger than the city lights down in Times Square. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No info for the DEA. Federal agents mad cause I'm flagrant. Tap myself and the phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean. Triple beam, miracle dream. I be that, catch a seat at all events bent. Gats in holsters, girls on shoulders. Playboy, I told ya, me and Mike to me. Bruise too much, I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess it's cause you run with lame dudes too much. Me lose my touch, never that. If I did, ain't no problem to get the gap. Where the true players at? Throw your rollies in the sky, waving side to side, and keep your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Player please, lyrically, nigga C, B-I-G-B flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune, 500. Here's my phone number, your man, I got the know. I got the dough, got the flow down, Pizzak, platinum plus, like Zizak, dangerous on Trizak, leave your ass Pizzak.
His property. We're damn good too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the E so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking more than 12. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make some bodies turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. I laid all them busters down.
down, I let my gat explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of those over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks, and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E and me, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. The Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them names was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your size. She said my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
I'm tweaking into a whole new era. G-Funk, step to this.
The rhythm is the bass, and the bass is the treble.
Chords, strings, we brings melody. G-Funk,
where rhythm is life, and life is rhythm. If you know like I know, you don't wanna step to this. It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangster twist. If you smoke like I smoke, then you high like every day. And if your ass is a buster, 213 will wake you late.
Yeah.
That was the other major casualty of the rap war of the late 90s, Tupac Shakur, teaming up with his producer Dr. Dre and California Love on the Renegades Radio podcast. It was the shooting death of Tupac in Las Vegas in 1996 that escalated the hostilities between the East Coast and West Coast rappers, with many contending that the notorious B.I.G. was responsible for Tupac's shooting death. Although he denied any role in Tupac's killing, Biggie never could escape the shadows of accusation for Tupac's death and would perish in a similar manner. Hard rock and heavy metal aren't ones to shy away from collaborations either. In fact, in many cases, it allows new hard rockers to team up with those that they admire, such as Rob Halford of Judas Priest and his work with Maria Brink and In This Moment, among others. The license might have been given for the bad boys and girls of hard rock to do such collaborations from the Prince of Darkness himself, Ozzy Osbourne. Back in the mid-1980s, hard rock guitarist singer Lita Ford was putting the finishing touches on her third album, Lita, and she needed one more song to top it off. At that moment, her manager Sharon Osbourne and Ozzy arrived with a housewarming gift for her, a life-size Coco the Gorilla doll from the San Diego Zoo. Several hours, drinks, and joints later, Sharon Osbourne had headed home, but Ozzy and Lita were still in the studio working on a song. That song would turn into Ozzy and Lita's only top 10 hit, and despite worries about Sharon's concern over their late-night jamming and Lita having to drive her new Coco doll home strapped into a seatbelt in her Jeep, it proved to be a timeless classic. Without further ado, here's Lita Ford and Ozzy Osbourne teaming up for Close My Eyes Forever on the Renegades Radio podcast.
Baby, I get so scared inside and I don't really understand. Is it love that's on my mind or is it fantasy?
Heaven, is in the palm of my hand that it's waiting here for you? What am I supposed to do with a childhood tragedy? If I close my eyes forever, will it all remain unchanged? If I close my eyes forever, will it all remain the same? Sometimes it's hard to hold on, so hard to hold on to my dreams. It isn't always what it seems when you're face to face with me.
Like a dagger, you stick me in the heart, it takes the blood from my blade. And when we sleep, would you shelter me in your warm and dark and gray? Close my eyes forever. Will it all remain unchanged? If I close my eyes forever, will it all remain the same?
stars.
Are you out there? Forgive me, priest, for I have sinned.
I don't know what I do.
Mother, I am here. I can hear your song. I can feel your fear. He's done you wrong. The temptation fed his own desires. In the ring of
alone. Scared.
At Hammer Falling is Five Finger Death Punch, collaborating with country artist Brantley Gilbert, blues guitarist Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and Queen guitarist Brian May for a blistering rendition of Shepherd's tune, Blue on Black. Five Finger Death Punch has done this song many times before and include it on their And Justice for None album, but this was a specially recorded version. It benefits the Gary Sinise Foundation. Gary Sinise is the actor who played Captain Dan in Forrest Gump, and his foundation works to honor veterans of the military, first responders, their families, and other defenders of the country with their fundraising. All the proceeds from the sale of the collaborative Blue on Black single will be donated to the foundation. And you can learn more about the Gary Sinise Foundation by visiting Gary Sinise, S-I-N-I-S-E, foundation.org. And that will do it for our look at collaborations in the world of music. As you might be able to tell, we would be missing out on a great deal of fantastic music if these artists didn't come together like they did. Hopefully we'll see more of these collaborations in the future as the lines between genres blurs and the music melds into one glorious sound. Join us next week on the Renegades Radio podcast as we pull out the Renegades Radio crystal ball and look into the future. With Stevie Nicks, Def Leppard, and others being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, there's a new crop of singers and bands that are newly eligible and some that have been waiting a bit to get in. Will 2020 be their year? We'll look at some of the top contenders and see if we can predict who will be on the nominees list for induction this year. I'm Tampa's Earl, and you've been listening to the Renegades Radio podcast. If you would like to listen to more like what we've offered here, be sure to join us at renegadesradio.com and follow us on social media. On Twitter, at Renegades_Radio, on Facebook, at www.facebook.com/RenegadeRadio, that's RenegadeRadio, and we now have an Instagram page. You can find us on Instagram, at Renegades Radio. Finally, if you'd like to contact the Renegades Radio podcast, be sure to email us at TampaEarl@RenegadesRadio.com.